He was scared to come back to Nigeria, really.
Really?
Because he had left in 1990. When he came in 1998, he had a mental breakdown. He had, so he was thinking everybody would remember that.
That, right.
And he was scared. So when I used to say, Majek, I have a show for you. Donald Duke wants to see you. He would say, man, okay, I'm coming. He was scared.
Mm.
He was thinking that he'll be booed or whatever.
Yeah.
So I had to tell a friend of mine, Azuka Jebosi, to accompany him. So at the airport, Majek disappeared. Just before they started, they wanted to board the plane, Majek just took off. They didn't see him. They had to look for him again, found him 24 hours later.
Wow.
The first, yeah. He was scared to come. But when he came and he landed at the airport, from the airport, people were shouting from the, Majek, this immigration, everything. Mm. He was like, this is, but they still love me.
Mm.
Ah, Brother Charles. He used to call me Brother Charles. He's older than me. He said, Brother Charles, they still love me. Man.
Mm.
He said, wow, he was excited. Then I said, let me show you something. So I took him to the National Stadium where the billboard was. And he came and he saw him. He was quiet for a long time. And he looked at it and said, even in America, they're not putting me for billboard, man. Mm. He said, they're not putting me for billboard, man. Mm. He stood there. He was so happy.
Mm.
He got himself. So we went to Calabar, performed. And I told him a few things. I said, then he was, there was some. So maybe I'm going to even write a book on my deck too as well. He had his problem. I saw him as somebody who was, who fell and try to rise up.
Yeah.
And that's instructive for a lot of people, even for me too, because it happens to everybody.
Mm.
But the scorn of a society would not help him actualize whatever it is he wanted. You understand?
Yeah.
So sometimes it takes somebody or some people who believe in you to tell you, hey, come, let me push, no wala. So his own, one night, I remember one night he told me when he came to Nigeria, I said, I know I'm not well. He used to say that. I know well. Everybody thinks I'm mad, I'm crazy, but my problem is spiritual. I'm not well, but I'm fine. So I used to wonder what he means by that.
Mm-hmm.
He was I'm not well, but I'm fine. And the day he died, June, I think it was the first week of June, like June 1st or 2nd, I was woken up, my phones were buzzing because I had stopped managing him then for a long time and all that. But people were calling, pressmen were calling, everybody was calling. And then I had to look at somebody in the center, said, Majek died. I said, what? It was a big shock.
Mm.
And in a way, I felt, I was shocked. It pained me. I actually wept, but actually now played back a whole lot of four years I spent with him, and in a way I felt peace that, I did my bit. One thing that he would always say was that, Charles brought me back. He used to say that, he brought me back. And he said something that time he came for the Calabar show. He said, because I said, Majek, I got a doctor report. The doctor from Charlie D'Agostino in America sent me. He said, tell Majek to stop drinking. So I said, Majek, I got a doctor report. The doctor says your liver is going, that you're going to have cancer, you're going to die. And he looked at me and said, no. That was 2006. He said, I ain't going to die. He said, it's not my time to die. He said, I'm not going to die until my music gets to the ends of the earth. 2005, sorry. Now, at that time, there was no YouTube. So I didn't understand what he was saying. I said, I was seeing things physical. I said, what do you mean your music gets to the end of the... Is it your CDs or... He said, you go figure it out. So the day he died, when I remember that place, I said, And I went, people were searching Majek, Twitter.
Yes, good,
I just remembered what he said, and I said, this guy was being prophetic. He said, I have to see my music has to get to the end. That's where everybody can click something and say, that's what's going to happen. That's when I'm going to die.